Good morning, Mr. Pagano.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Happy TGIF.
Happy June 1st,
the beginning of the North Atlantic hurricane season.
And the continuation of showery, rainy weather.
Right. But it may get a little bit better. And by the way, there's nothing to report as far as the tropics are concerned. Thank goodness for that. This forecast is pretty much like the president's cabinet.
Yeah, what's that?
Changes every day.
That's right. It certainly does.
Really. We have humid weather. We have showers and a thunderstorm today. It's not going to rain all the time. And we'll be in the low 80s. Tonight, cloudy with patchy fog and drizzle, 65 to 70. Now, Saturday, notice I put partly cloudy.
Yeah.
Not cloudy, but partly cloudy. Showers and the chance of a thunderstorm in the middle 80s. Just keep in mind, any of these thunderstorms that I'm mentioning today or tomorrow
could be severe.
Well, not severe, but they have the capability of dropping heavy rain. But not everybody will see that. It'll be spotty. Then what happens after that? We're expecting the front to drop far enough south to allow us to turn partly cloudy or partly sunny on Sunday.
What?
I don't have it. Yeah, I don't have any.
Sun?
Yeah, 55 to 60. And right now for Monday, I'm calling it partly sunny in the mid-70s, but that may not work because, I'll tell you why, we still expect a low off the mid-Atlantic coast to lift north. And as it lifts north, I'm thinking along the lines that this low is going to become like a nor'easter. I'm thinking we're going to get into the rain. So my feeling is that come Monday, we will be seeing rain, and that will continue into part of Tuesday.
Come Monday, we'll see rain.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what the heck?
What can I tell you?
When are we ever going to get out of this?
I don't know if we'll ever get out of it. I'll be honest with you. I really don't know if we'll ever get out of it. I see June to be on the unseasonably cool side. That's what I think.
Well, you know what I think? What you just said, did you ever see that movie with Bruce Willis, I See Dead People?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, what was that? What was that movie called?
I forget. I don't know, but everybody was dead, and Willis was dead at the end of it. I see Waldo. Where's Waldo? Waldo's in the clouds.
Yeah. Right. It's that kind of a pattern right now that, we'll get those days, you know, where the temperature spikes like this week. But it's only for a day or two. And generally speaking, the temperatures average below the average.
Well, all I can say, will we see any brightening sunshine today at all?
You may. Yeah, because the warm front's going by and there is a cold front approaching. So in between, you may get a little bit of hazy sunshine.
All right.
Yep, and the same holds true for tomorrow.
It's so funny because I'm wearing a turtleneck because even though it was 65 when I left the house, it was a damp 65.
Yeah.
So now when I get off work at 12 noon, I'll go out at 12:30, 1 o'clock. I'll go out. I'll be hot for about 20 minutes going home, and then I'll take it off. But really, it was damp. I was going to wear a short sleeve shirt, so I walked out and I said, "Nah, it's too damp out here for this."
Yeah, so. It was damp. Even last evening, you know, there was some fog rolling in. It was very, very damp. There's no doubt about it. That's what I figured I was going to tell you. Right. I'm going to be working Monday.
Well, why? So you guys can't work?
Well, a couple of reasons. Anthony J is definitely on standby. One thing is what I was hoping to do, and at least on the recommendation of the latest doctor up here, you know, because he said, you know, Pat, you really kind of run down and you really need to take a little more time off. He says, I think, you know, the hours are really too much for you. And I said, well, it could be. But the object was, if I was taking a Monday off, to stay at the lake Sunday night. I come back on Monday. I don't really hit any traffic, but just avoid the fact of like packing the car, the rushing and everything and get home on Sunday. One more night of relaxing. I'm not going to do that if the weather is lousy. That's number one. And number two, I just don't feel comfortable with tossing a potential nor'easter on Anthony Jay. You know, so my thinking is that whenever there is, if I'm taking a Monday off and there is a weather situation that is not not good,
yeah,
I have to be here. So, I mean, if this were the winter time, I would never take a Monday off if we were expecting, you know, an impending storm. So I'm going to work Monday, and hopefully we can always hope that next Monday will be nicer, or next weekend will be nicer, and Pat will be able to get up to his lake again, because I have to go there this afternoon, but I'm not going really to the lake. I'm going close to the lake to lecture to a bunch of school kids about the hazards of weather and what they should do during different storms. So you did that last year. I'm doing it this year, too.
And so I heard you talk about your doctor, right? You just talked about your doctor?
This is the new doctor.
Hey, is this a...
Wrong doctor. You know my doctor. Dr. Vinnie Boombas. You know my doctor?
Yeah, my other poor doctor is in custody right now, and there's a big outcry for him. You know, they feel it was injustice. They feel it was severe. So I don't know what's going to happen. They didn't do any kind of a sentencing yet, but of course an appeal is down the line. So I have no idea what's going to happen there. But what I did want to tell you is that yesterday, a email went to the officers from an officer saying that I want to confirm that the officers will be able to dictate ticket prices for the dinner dance and the picnic. And of course, we saw that, and we immediately responded and said we didn't agree to that 2 weeks ago, and we're not agreeing to it now. And then the director of the social committee saw it and sent an email, and his last words were to the officer who said this, either put up or shut up. And he said in the email, will you leave these guys alone? They've been doing this for 19 years, and give them the budget, which we agreed to, and leave them alone.
Did you hear anything else after that?
No.
You know, it power hungry. There's nothing worse than small town politics.
You got it.
Really?
I mean, you know, as it stands right now, we have 47 people that reserve tickets for the dance. We need 75. The dance is 2 weeks away. We need 75. We have to guarantee the hall 75 people, and we're at 47. What does that tell you?
Because all this upheaval. That's right.
You got it.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're hesitant about next year, and that's why we told the officers. They gave us the budget, but we told them we're not committing to next year until we see what happens this year. What am I supposed to do? Force people to come to the dance? No. Keep raising ticket prices. No one's going to come.
Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely.
And then on that note, yes.
And then they'll lose their ability to have the 501, whatever the nonprofit is.
Right, C7, right?
And then all of a sudden, everybody will have to pay more to live there, and that'll really get people upset.
Right. So that's how that goes. But I hope you have a great weekend. Are you going to New Jersey this weekend, or are you staying put?
The way it looks now, staying put. I mean, you can't go and have a good time with the possibility of
Rain, especially in New Jersey. Further south you go tomorrow, the more rain you'll get.
Yeah.
You stay around our neck of the woods, you may just have some showers and, like I said, partly cloudy. So you may be better off staying here.
That's what the plan is at the present time, Pat.
Well, that's good, and I will talk to you Monday morning as we greet a nor'easter.
A springtime nor'easter or a summertime nor'easter.
Right, which are rare, but we'll probably get one.
At least it won't be snow. All
right. Right, for sure.
All right, Pat. Hey, have a great weekend, and we will speak to you Monday.
You got it.
All right, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.